Welcome to the Print Pod. Abantika Ghosh, our senior associate editor, wrote an article titled "No Possibility of CAA Repeal," says Minister Naqvi as farm laws U-turn revives demand. I'm Nidhima and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Union Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi has said there is no possibility that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 will be repealed. Calls from Muslim leaders and others for the repeal of the controversial law have gained a second wind after Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the withdrawal of the three contentious farm laws Friday. People have started playing minority politics around the CAA. There is no way that the law will be repealed because it has got nothing to do with the citizens of India, Naqvi told the Print. He continued, "These people know very well that the CAA isn't about taking away citizenship, but providing citizenship to Hindus, Sikhs and other oppressed minorities in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh. The CAA provides an accelerated pathway to Indian citizenship for Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists, Parsis and Christians from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, all Muslim majority countries in India's neighborhood, who face persecution in those countries because of their status as religious minorities. The law, which does not mention Muslims or other communities from the neighboring countries, has been interpreted as discriminatory, and protests erupted across India after its passage in 2019. 2 years since, rules to operationalize the law are yet to be framed. Naqvi sought to dismiss the concerns surrounding the CAA, saying the religious, social, educational and constitutional rights of minorities are absolutely safe in India and they are equal stakeholders in development. After Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced Friday that the three contentious agriculture laws against which farmers have been protesting for more than a year would shortly be withdrawn, various organizations and politicians have demanded that the CAA too be repealed. Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi, president of the AIMIM, that stands for All India Majlis-e-Itahidul Muslimin, said at a public rally in Barabanki Sunday that Uttar Pradesh should be turned into Shaheen Bagh, the former site of a major anti-CAA sit-in protest in Delhi, if the law was not withdrawn. In a tweet, Owaisi also said, if the government implements the CAA and NRC, that stands for National Register of Citizens, we will take to the streets again. We demand that the way the government has taken back the three farm laws, CAA and NRC should be withdrawn as well. Leaders of influential socio-religious organizations have also demanded the repeal of the CAA, including Maulana Arshad Madani, president of the Jamaat Ulema-e-Hind, and Sayyid Sadatullah Husseini, president of the Jamaat-e-Islami-Hind. In a statement released Friday, Madani said, "Our Prime Minister says that the structure of our country is democratic. So now he should pay attention to the laws that have been brought regarding Muslims. Like the Agri laws, the CAA should also be withdrawn." Street protests against the CAA took place around the country between December 2019 and March 2020. In one of the major protests, Muslim women in Southeast Delhi's Shaheen Bagh sat on the road for the entire duration, refusing to budge until the law was revoked. This eventually ended when the Ministry of Health issued a notification in March 2020 against any such assembly in view of growing COVID numbers in India. Naqvi, who is a Rajya Sabha MP from Uttar Pradesh, also said, "The Bharatiya Janata Party is in a strong position in the state, no matter who chooses to contest the upcoming assembly polls, scheduled for February-March 2022. Asked about Owaisi's announcement that AIMIM would contest 100 seats in Uttar Pradesh, he said, "This is election time. Anybody can fight elections." While speaking to reporters Sunday in Uttar Pradesh's Rampur, Naqvi had said that the era of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Prime Minister Narendra Modi had demolished the legacy of cut, commission and corruption in the state and the politics of danga and dabang. They have created fear among the corrupt and the mafia. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.